This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, don't forget, coming up, Steve Berline expected to join us, former NFL quarterback, analyst. He'll be on the call for Compass Media Networks on Sunday. He does a lot of Cowboys games because I think they do every Cowboy game. So we'll get Steve Berline in here. We'll ask about Cooper Rush, obviously the future moving forward with the Cowboys, what he thinks of Jaden Daniels. Daniel Jones mess and everything in between. Steve Berline expected to join us at 3:30. Before that, we will have our dueling. That's right, not just one. Our dueling Super Sunday six packs, putting that together right here, right now. Six teams ranked in order 1 through 6. Will there be a change at the top, being that the Kansas City Chiefs finally lost? Maybe. Just maybe. You're looking at me.
Did
like,
we forget to do that last week?
Oh.
Nope. Oh no, it was with because we didn't have Linnell last week, we didn't get his power ranking.
Well, we didn't get his stuff.
We didn't get that this week.
We got
either.
My stuff, which is the only stuff that matters.
That's very true. I'm just like, I feel like we missed one of those
we occasionally
we missed the last 18 of Linnell's, because his six-pack isn't actually six picks.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, right? He's got six teams ranked. He's got the remaining 26 on honorable mention. He's got the hoosie watsies for the committee, and none of it makes any sense at all. Nothing.
All right, CK's going to get too mad at us if we continue talking about Linnell. We should probably get to some of the calls so that they can give us their keys to the
game. Yes, absolutely, we will. But before we do that, we're going to get to how the Commanders should attack the Cowboys on offense, right? And so here's where I wanted to go with this. I don't think this is a game you need to blitz a lot. As a matter of fact, I would probably play it as conservative as vanilla as you possibly can if you're Joe Witt, even though Joe Witt wants to prove the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones wrong. If there is an animosity here, from what it sounds like, from Newey Scruggs, who was on with B. Mitch and Finley, on my way in, and I had heard something about this, but I didn't know how real it was or whatever, that Joe Witt wanted to replace Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator, and Jerry Jones wanted none of it. Joe Witt mentioned yesterday his innate familiarity with Mike McCarthy. He was with him in Green Bay, with him for the last couple of years, obviously, in Dallas. Thought maybe he was going to get the DC job there. Ultimately got it here. He may want to put a whooping on Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, but I don't think it's necessary. To me, this is a game that you just kind of lay low and you kind of roll four out and you play hard and you let Dorrance Armstrong or Dante Fowler get a sack each, maybe more. Maybe you Lou Vu off the edge. Maybe a chin blitz off the edge. Or Quan Martin dropping down and pressuring up the middle. Something like that for an occasional juice or an occasional jolt. But this is not a game that you go, man, I got to blitz a lot. I got to, really get creative. I got to really fire up the cannons. At least that's the way I don't see it. Last Thursday night, they played terrific coverage on the back end against way better offense, way better quarterback, way better offensive line, and certainly you would say a group of way better receivers. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, even Jahan Dotson. There's C.D. Lamb, and then there's Kevontae Turbin. Okay, I know he had a big touchdown the other night. That was more like, okay, get him in space, run away. And certainly that could happen. But to me, I don't look at this as a attack, all guns a-blazing, get creative, blow out, blow out your playbook type of game. I look at this as play two safeties deep, play more zone than man, blitz less than you normally would. Whatever you normally would, dial it back. If you need it, you can go to it. But why empty out the artillery? Empty out the kitchen sink? Why do that in a game that you don't need to? I mean, here, the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Now, it looks like they're going to get, maybe, Brandon Cooks back, which would help them. So that goes to, all right, maybe you have to do a little bit more, right? But they're probably going to be without Zach Martin, who hasn't practiced yet this week. And Zach Martin is obviously going to the Hall of Fame, but he's nowhere near, and he hasn't been. But he's probably not going to be there. And if he is, he's very compromised. They also on the offensive line, Tyler Guyton. Now, he's practiced full. He listed with a shoulder. He'll play at left tackle. But, man, when I've seen Tyler Guyton, boy, has he stunk. Boy, has he struggled. And Tyler Smith, their starting left guard, hasn't practiced all week yet. We'll see about today. So they could be without both of their starting guards. Their center, replacing Tyler Badass, is a young player who's not very good. And their right tackle stinks. Like, there is no need to just go guns a-blazing into this game. Play it safe. Play it conservative. Keep everything in front of you. Don't get beat like the Texans got beat on the Kevontae Turpin, crosser. Wide open in the middle of a zone on the run. And Cooper Rush hit him. Kudos. And he just ran away from it. Why do that? You don't have to do that. They don't have a running game that you have to drop a safety into the box for consistently. You want to do it occasionally on first and 10? Okay, I'm here for that. You don't have to do that. Play too deep. Roll up your coverage. Play 8, 9, 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. If you've got to adjust that, you adjust it. Go into this game knowing that you're better than them. Knowing that you shouldn't have to do what you did last week against the Eagles. Now, maybe that's too conservative for you guys, and I get it. You want to kick the Cowboys' gas. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about winning the game. And I also care about trying to, as much as I possibly can, give myself some ability to ambush an opponent down the stretch when I really need it. And maybe you won't need it against Tennessee either because their offense stinks. Although Levis came back and had a couple of touchdowns, whatever, but he stinks. And their offense in general stinks. It's a little bit better than the Cowboys probably, but they stink. And maybe you won't need it necessarily against the Saints. We'll see. I mean, obviously they're kind of reborn and revitalized a little bit here, especially if Taysom Hill can stay healthy. But you might need to save as much as you possibly can schematically and aggression-wise for the Eagles in that game before Christmas, right? You don't want to give away everything if you don't have to. So maybe that's too conservative, too vanilla, too plain, too generic for you. But I think this is a team, because they can't run the football very well, you should have no problem controlling that. They should be in third and eight plus a lot. Maybe you blitz then. Maybe you send in somebody off the edge. Maybe you, you know, double A gap blitz, you know, time or two, whatever. But you should be able to get off the field. Like, it's a really bad sign if you can't get off the field against this offense. They're only 35.6% on third down. They're only averaging 322 yards per game. It's below the league average. And again, some of that was because Dak Prescott was there. I mean, this is a different quarterback, a different offensive line, a different everything. Yeah, okay, they get Brandon Cooks back. That's going to help them. But CeeDee Lamb is angry, yelling at people. I mean, who knows what his headspace is going to be? They've had a bunch of tight ends drop like flies, Jake Ferguson and so on and so forth. Force them into third and long. And again, you can get more aggressive throughout the game if you need to. But this is not a let's take a whooping stick to them right away kind of game. At least the way I see it. All right, what about you? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Little out of the gate here, who wants to argue with me about Daniel Jones and maybe the Commanders. What's up, Little? How are you?
Nah, Roos, I'm gonna lead it up to 757.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, Daniel Jones better get ready for the USFL.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And it might pan off.
Yeah.
If that team, the New Jersey Generals, is still in the league,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the USSFL. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know. I know it's all semi-pro ball.
Right.
And that's what he should be trying to get on, man. I don't think nobody's gonna pick him up, Rooster.
And Little, you were saying the same thing. Correct me not about Sam Darnold, about Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff.
But now, hold up. Now, if I was Daniel Jones, I'm putting myself in Daniel Jones' shoes right now. Guess what I'll be doing? I'll be hitting the rate room and try to play a damn tight end position. If I was Daniel Jones, I'd be hitting the weights right about now and try to get on the team as a tight end.
So you think Daniel Jones should go from a franchise quarterback who was capable of an 11-win season and a road playoff win to pumping up to being a tight end?
Man, he was franchised when he had that running back in the backfield, Rooster. Yeah. Well, the Giants that messed up the whole thing. He was franchised when he had a running back.
Yeah, I don't argue. I mean, you take away Saquon Barkley from Jalen Hurts right now. Is Jalen Hurts the same? Is Jalen Hurts the same?
Jalen Hurts going to struggle. If he ain't got nobody to pan that ball off to, if you know, he got nobody that can pick him up when he need him.
Yeah. Then take away the left tackle. Then not addressed. Then have other injuries along the way, even though they signed some guys. You know, as veteran free agents to help Illuminor and Runyon. Take away all those guys. Take away your best safety, Xavier McKinney, and you're going to lose a lot of football games, and you're not going to be very productive on offense.
Well, I'm just saying, if Daniel Jones like a little contract, unless he like contact, if I was him, I'd be trying to play a safety position, tight end.
All right, let's talk about something that makes sense. How about the Commanders and the Cowboys? How would you attack them, Little?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stand by my word. I know y'all on Half Street somewhere. I'm going to call the big fella halftime, and I'm getting my ticket to my sister-in-law, my wife.
Okay.
And my
if they put up 50 points, you're cooking burgers for everybody.
Man, I'm sending burgers straight from Smash Burger. I'm going to send the burgers and the buns and all the side stuff on the side.
Okay. We're going to hold you to that. If they score 50 points or more.
a filet mignon burger. It's going to be a different steak burger going to come to y'all if they put that 50 up, man.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Little. I appreciate it. I can't let you do any more free advertising. Thank you. You want a sponsor? You want to sponsor the show? We got plenty of opportunities for you. Let's go to Alex in Alexandria next up. Alex.
What's going on, Ruth?
What's up, Alex? How are you?
Good. I don't know what that dude's smoking, but from quarterback to tight end, I don't know. But anyway.
There's a lot of funny stuff that Little is probably smoking.
Yeah, I don't think that dude, if we're going to touch that Jones thing here, I don't think he is a scapegoat. He had no offensive line. In the game against Philly that I was happened to be watching because the only thing that was on TV then, the dude had no chance at all to throw the ball. But anyway, about my skins, I'm not too happy about the dude. And I know you have probably the same feeling about RG3 like me. I don't like the dude, and I know you probably don't like him either. But anyway, they could have chosen somebody else. Like if they go on basic on the Cowboys game, that Thanksgiving night in 2012 when, they won 35-16, whatever the score was.
Yeah, 38-16 or something like that.
Yeah, but anyway, Santana Moss had a monster game. D-Ho had a monster game. Yep. Fletcher always.
Robert was great. Everybody was great.
Morris.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, now, the keys to the game on Sunday, I really don't care about the score because I've been in this. I've seen too many of these games. And these guys, they get on for these games. If you remember, I don't know if you remember, but when the Cowboys were they had won one game and walked into RFK Stadium and beat the undefeated Washington Redskins, mm-hmm. who were 13-14-0 at that time.
Yeah, your point is rivalry games are different.
Are different, man. We need to take them, seriously. I mean, I'm just hoping because everybody, you, Cheenan, and everybody else. Well, not you because you were humble. But Cheenan calling 38-0, it should not be a contest. No, man, this is like that game, like that movie. Any given Sunday.
Listen, I would say this, and Alex, I appreciate you as always. Here's what I would say. Yes, there is any given Sunday. I cannot say 100% chance the Commanders win this game. That would be kind of foolish. But listen, as negative as I am, as jaded as I am, and some of you would say as bitter as I am, I would say there's probably about a 95-96% chance that the Cowboys that the Commanders win this game. Or should we? The only thing that's kind of dropping my guard here a little bit is, again, the Commanders' offense has not looked great, of course, for the last two games. We know that. Now, again, as I pointed out, I went on with B. Mitch and JP before the show. Always appreciate those guys for having me on and giving me some time on their show. And B was like, you know what? Like, they scored 27 points against the Steelers, and they had a bunch of drops or non-catches. And listen, he's right. He's right. But the only hesitancy I have right now is it's been a couple of weeks since we've seen this offense hum. Will they find a way to hum? I think they will if they do exactly what I just outlined over the last part of the 1 o'clock hour and into the 2 o'clock hour, and especially if they can land that knockout punch. And if they don't land it the first time, I would go right back to it. Just because you don't land something the one time doesn't mean you abandon it and avoid it the second time or the third time. Go for it. Go for it. Land the knockout punch and do it early. Get yourself a little bit of a break and maybe a laugher. And maybe your fans can make their fans feel, well, like a bunch of, what's the nice way I could say this?
Donkeys?
I was going to say Dallas bleeps. Word starting with D, but that probably would not go over well.
A bunch of Dallas donkeys. They're not the Cowboys. They're the donkeys.
They're the donks. Junk style. They're the donks. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us on a Feel Good Football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Don't forget, our picks and predictions, our dueling Super Sunday six-pack, six games against the spread. And yes, we pick the Commanders game every week, whether we like it, whether we don't, whether the Sharks like it, whether the Sharps like it, whether it's a bad line as usual by the people in Vegas that do that sort of thing, whatever it is, we do it. And that's coming up. As well, we rank the top six teams in the NFL. Will there be a change? I think there will be, being that the Chiefs lost. And they've been number one for much of the year. The question is who do we put at number one? The answer to that coming up. Because there are a couple of contenders. I could have been a contender. Right now, we go back to the calls. Let's get to, all right, he wants to get in here and mix it up. Paulie in the 757. Hello, Paulie. Tell me how I am wrong.
Hell to the W, man. I ain't got to tell you how you're wrong. All you got to do is start talking. Everybody know that you're wrong. What are you talking about?
It's a good one,
Hey,
Paul.
Look, man. Let's start with this Daniel Jones thing. You know that little opening clip that y'all played?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just go ahead. Hey, Matt, just go ahead and keep that close by because you're going to have to play it again when they fire Joe Shane. That whole clip was an indictment on him. That whole hard knock off season, man, showed you how much Chris Russell he got in him. Because that dude is awful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that thing didn't age well for him at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But look.
You understand that while it has backfired certainly so far, that there is something to be said for not paying running backs, especially one at the age of 27, $12, $13 million a year, right?
Number one, 30 is the mark at running back. Number two, he wasn't just a running back. He's probably the most dynamic back in the league, not named Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? So, and he was your franchise player.
Yeah, I'm a big Saquon Barkley fan. I know how good he is.
I know you're a Giants fan. You know,
yeah.
I said it 2 years ago that Saquon Barkley is the reason why Daniel Jones is getting paid right now. Because in that season, all he did was throw to Saquon Barkley and hand off to Saquon Barkley. So that's why Saquon Barkley had his arms up in the air like, well, I can't get paid. You paying him, I'm the reason why he getting paid. But I say this about Daniel Jones. He does got skills. You know, he got all the measurements. You know what I mean? And he's just missing some football IQ right now. So in saying that, I see him going to two spots. Well, one spot, if he really just want to get better and hone his skills, is going to the Rams. You know what I mean? That would be good for him to get up there with McVay and let McVay, you know, put quarterback whisperer to him. You know, and he possibly could see some time, you know, because your man out there, he ain't exactly, made of steel. You know what I mean? So, there or the Dolphins. I can see the Dolphins hot and heavy on him because, you know, we all know Tua is
yep.
one, you know, head slap away
yep.
from being on the bench maybe for his career.
Yep.
And, you know, and then I say three steps after that, you know, the Raiders. Just because he can pull the wool over the Raiders' eyes again. But, like I said, if he really wants to get his career back on track and play winning football, my first call would be out there to McVay. And the Rams, you know, because he just needs some quarterback schooling, man. You know, he needs some IQ. He got the tools. We see it. We've seen it. He do it against us. Even when we, even the few times
right.
we have beaten
okay.
him, he's done it.
I got you. All right,
but
go on to the game.
Far as our game go, oh, I guess Dan Quinn really don't think this is an important game. It's not a rivalry, right? Oh, but he just makes every former Cowboy player a team captain for the game. But he ain't talking to them about none of that, though, right, Russell? And then what you said yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You think Dan Quinn is really gonna go talk to Dante Fowler?
Do you think naming backwards. Somebody an honorary captain is
Everything
that big of a deal?
No, it tells
Come
you.
On.
It tells you.
It tells you that he's got a brain and he uses common sense. That's what it tells you.
Players about the importance of this game. It's a rivalry.
It's in a game. Like it's that. An in-division game. Yeah, okay. Of course it's important. It has nothing to do with the rivalry wrong, and what you care about.
You can't admit when you're wrong, bro. That's all it is. You was wrong, right? So come out for this game, man. We got to establish the run. Like you said, the offense hasn't been humming. I've been saying this since last week. We got to go back to the drawing board, which is fundamentals, so you establish the run. Now, I ain't mad at you. I made fun with you to Matt about what you said about going deep, double move. Like, come on, Captain Obvious. But you know what? I said that last week against the Eagles. Hey, you know what? The first play of the game, I'm going play action and taking the shot deep. You know what I mean? Let's throw the first shot. Let's land the first punch. But outside of that, man, establish the run. You know, establish the run, play everything off the run. Defense, man, I disagree with you cold-heartedly. I ain't trying to give Cooper Rush any type of confidence. All right? I'm going to have the pressure coming early and often. Because you got to punch these dudes in their face early and make them quit early. Now, I ain't saying blitz every play. I'm not saying that like your man Mark in Baltimore tried to accuse me last week of saying, which I didn't say. I said we just need to be aggressive.
Right.
I am saying that, yeah, we need to put some pressure on this guy because you want to take his confidence away early.
That's fine. You want to do that early? That's fine. I just don't think you have to throw the kitchen sink at him.
Hey, listen, I agree. I didn't say blitz every down or whatever. I'm just saying, but you definitely need to bring some pressure on him early.
All right.
Because you want to get him lacking confidence.
All right. I hear you.
Rooster.
All right, thank you, Paulie.
Hail to the W, baby.
Thank you.
Let's go, baby. Hail to the W.
Paulie, shut up for once. Holy mother of mercy. Jesus. I think I put a sock at him. I mean, I give more latitude to callers than I. Trust me, you guys have no idea what I got to fend off behind the scenes here. Everybody wants me to give you guys 8 seconds. And then you give a lot of rope to Paulie, and he's just gobbling it up like a turkey. Oh, my goodness. Time for a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, says we opened up the show, and again, no surprise to anybody paying attention after the Giants assigned Tim Boyle earlier this week and had Daniel Jones as a scout team safety yesterday. Daniel Jones, apparently, according to John Mara, a statement released by the team, went into Mara's office, asked for his release, and it has been granted. Daniel Jones will be a free agent probably by Monday, mid-afternoon, 4 o'clock-ish, after he clears waivers, assuming that he does, and of course, if a team wants to claim him right now, they would have to inherit his contract, which isn't expected. Other NFL news, Marshawn Lattimore not going to be in uniform again for the Commanders, unable to go through a full practice yet since the trade. Try again for next week. And Tennessee looks like Austin Seibert might be able to kick on a Sunday, 1 o'clock kick against the 3-win Dallas Cowboys. You can, of course, check out all of our pregame coverage, starting with the Force of Earl at 9 a.m. and continuing straight through to the DOC, taking your calls home from Northwest Stadium. Meanwhile, the Buccaneers are going to play the now Daniel Jones-less Giants, and it looks like they're going to have stud receiver Mike Evans back. He's expected to return in the game. And the Broncos-Chargers Week 16 game has been flexed to Thursday Night Football in place of Cincinnati and Cleveland. That is part of the new television arrangement this year that, yes, even Thursday night games can possibly be flexed during a specific late season window. Tonight, the Wizards taking on the defending NBA champions, the Boston Celtics. It's an NBA Cup game. You can hear it starting at 6:45 right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. Don't forget, Steve Berline, longtime NFL quarterback, current analyst for Compass Media Networks. He'll be on the call for the Cowboys and the Commanders on the radio. The national call with a Dallas slant. He's coming up at 3:30. 3:30, Steve Berline will pick his brain. As well, before that, the Dueling Super Sunday six-packs picks. I've got my six games against spread. I'm still deciding on how I want to do my top six. But I've got my six games against the spread. And again, remember, we pick every game against the spread when it comes to the Commanders. Good spread, good line, bad line, what have you. I got a text from my buddy Fred, a longtime Giant fan and a complete knucklehead. It said, and he used my real last name, if you guys sign Daniel Jones, you guys, apparently I must have become a member of the Commanders. If you guys sign Daniel Jones, your GM should be fired. He is horrendous as a quarterback. How do you not see that? Matt, I'm just going to say this. Listen, I didn't like Daniel Jones coming out of Duke. I thought he was way overdrafted. That's not my fault that NFL teams are as stupid as a lot of the media is, and they fall in love with anything to do with Peyton Manning and Eli Manning and David Cutcliffe, and he went to Duke, so he's got to be super smart and all this stuff. Listen, Daniel Jones was overdrafted. Let's start with that. Lots of quarterbacks are. It's a bad league when it comes to quarterback evaluation, and it's a really hard league. The notion that Daniel Jones is horrendous is just so unimaginably bad. He's not good enough. He's not what I would consider good. He's not what I would consider above average. He is average, maybe slightly below average. He is not horrendous.
But I think that's part of the issue, is that he is good when the situation around him is good, but most of the time, like the 1 year that he was highly productive,
right,
Saquon Barkley was there. Yeah. Their offensive line was good. They were able to let him use his legs.
Yeah.
And he was able to prove why he's an NFL quarterback.
Correct.
The issue is that was about 7 or 8 weeks of them being able to get everything together with everyone actually not being injured.
Correct.
And then the moment one person got injured, the entire scheme blew up. He is not good enough to have the, if other people take a step back, he's not good enough to take a step up and make sure the game plan maintains.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Patrick Mahomes, as great as Patrick Mahomes is good enough to win games on his own consistently?
No.
Okay. So if we're and I agree with you, if we're admitting that Patrick Mahomes, like, you remember that Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? The reason why I thought the Buccaneers would win the Super Bowl is because I knew they would take advantage and blitz the crap out of
Chris. You're insane.
What?
You're insane.
What do you mean?
What I like? I understand what you're getting at, but you're comparing what he brings to the team versus Daniel Jones. What I'm saying is when everyone's healthy, Daniel Jones makes a structure that they are trying to run in New York work. But the issue is he doesn't bring, like, when players are injured, when people are missing, Patrick Mahomes will make up and make a crazy throw and kind of...
Yes, because he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm never trying to compare Patrick Mahomes to Daniel Jones. What I'm trying to establish is the very best in the game, unquestionably, is not the same when he doesn't have Weaponapalooza. And we've seen it, even though they've won a bunch of games, he has not been the same this year, and at times last year, and at times the year before that, because they don't have the same amount of weapons. Yet, they've won Super Bowls. And that's, again, the difference between Patrick Mahomes and everyone else. Oh, and by the way, a great Kansas City defense and a great head coach. And by the way, they've rebuilt the offensive line, and they've got Creed Humphrey, and they've got Trey Smith, and they've got this guy, and they've got that guy. Again, my point being is, if the top guy, if we'd all agree that the top guy needs help and needs support, then we can't possibly say, well, Daniel Jones can only be successful when everything is right, when it's 75 and sunny. I would say this. He is certainly more inconsistent, okay, when things are breaking down around him. But I truly believe, there is no quarterback that can win and win consistently and play consistently when they haven't had their stud top five left tackle for basically the better part of the last 2 years, when they've had very little help at wide receiver until Malik Nabers, who is now constantly hurt. He's hurt again. When they let their top running back go, who, as Paulie pointed out, and we've talked about throughout the years, not just a running back, is a great receiver.
Yeah.
What Daniel Jones was asked to do, just from a football perspective, was largely unfair. Could he have done a better job? Absolutely. My point is he's a below average to below average quarterback. He's not a horrendous quarterback. He's not an awful quarterback. I'm not in any way, shape, or form comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. I only mention Mahomes and Mahomes' situation because clearly at times, as great as Mahomes is, you can see the attrition that Mahomes is trying to compensate for and make up for. But that's Patrick bleeping, mother bleeping Mahomes. That's not Daniel Jones. That's not any other quarterback on the universe.
And I understand what you're coming from. What I'm saying is trying to make the comparison between those two doesn't feel right. The appropriate comparison is him and Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold was a high draft pick, was perceived to be the franchise savior immediately because of the line, because of the lack of weapons, and because of what he was working with. Right. Got blown up.
Let me stop you there, because I understand. You're making a good point. Sam Darnold, New York, this, that, the other thing, number three, number six. Sam Darnold ever have a run like Daniel Jones did 2 years ago?
I would argue.
Ever win a road playoff game?
I would argue his run right now with the Minnesota is the closest that we've had, because this is the first situation where Sam Darnold has been leading a team that has been functioning. You can say, oh, whatever. But for a period of time, the Giants were functioning, and that's why they got their playoff win. That's why they were in the playoffs, because they were able to string together a couple wins and put together a functioning team. Something the Jets have not done, because they haven't made the playoffs in like two decades.
Yeah, that's fair. But again, the point being is most quarterbacks, like, okay, let me give you a better example, okay? There are superhuman quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, who can pretty much rise consistently above all of the trash. How many other quarterbacks in the NFL, besides those three, can, in your mind, say, consistently elevate their team to win after win after win, or a bunch of wins, maybe a playoff win? Joe Burrow might be the only one. It's not Justin Herbert. Joe Burrow might be the only other one outside of those three. It's not Tua Tagovailoa. It's not Trevor Lawrence. We don't know yet about.
I'm kind of leaning. I mean, I would put Baker in that category.
Baker Mayfield?
With him having the people around that he has right now, or at least at the start of the season for Tampa, I think that Baker being able to elevate that offense, yeah.
Listen,
I would have put.
He has played very well, and he's a perfect example of when things don't, when injuries, Daniel Jones has had a bunch of injuries, Baker Mayfield had a bunch of injuries in Cleveland, when injuries and then attrition, roster attrition,
yeah.
Because of whatever reason, you didn't want to pay somebody, whether it's because
in the
right,
yeah,
injuries and he is the perfect example of what you can be when you get healthy.
Yeah.
One, and you have experience. Two, and you have a different maybe perspective on life. Right. Sometimes those guys don't work out. Sometimes they turn into Baker Mayfield. Sometimes those guys don't work out. Sometimes they have a little run. You're like Sam Darnold. We'll see. Sometimes they're Jared Goff, right? Who just magically wind up in the right offense and the right system at the right time with a kick-ass general manager, with a kick-ass head coach, with a kick-ass offensive coordinator, with kick-ass talent around
him. Matt Stafford.
But yet those guys were given up for dead. Those guys were considered dogs. Those guys, at times, depending on the time, depending on who it was that was preaching and delivering the message, were considered awful, horrendous, useless, inconsequential. Again, we jump to these, like my buddy Fred. Now, he's not in the media, but I've heard this type of thing from people in the media. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself to call Daniel Jones horrendous. You want to call Daniel Jones below average? Fine. Got it. Understand. Not good enough.
There's one big difference between what we're talking about and the players we're talking about and where they ended up and how they ended up progressing. All of the players that we're talking about ended up going to organizations that were in between or figuring out, trying to figure out what the next quarterback was, decided that a veteran quarterback who hadn't had a shot was better than going with the rookie quarterbacks or whoever they had that was not working, and then were giving, they were already put into a situation where there were receivers, where there was a line, where everything was built. It was just as they were trying to progress their quarterback, they decided, you know what? Let's try and go for a veteran quarterback also. And it turned out to be the best option. And that's the difference. If you're talking about bringing Daniel Jones here, you're not bringing him in as the veteran quarterback to kind of lead the team and to end up being No, you're bringing him in entirely as a backup, which means him compared to those guys that you're talking about, he's already beneath them because he's already, we're talking about him as a backup.
I'm not trying to say Daniel Jones is going to be Baker Mayfield. You bring up a good point that those guys were kind of dropped in better. I mean, not Baker, because he went to Carolina first.
Yeah.
That was a disaster. Maybe some of that was certainly his fault.
There's journey around, but I'm saying by the time that they are now considered one of the top quarterbacks in this year, them being considered top quarterback.
And Baker's done it for 2 years now.
Well, but between then and now, there has been a lot of them going between places, getting stuck in situations
But what are we getting at? Is they were put in a better situation for them to succeed. And for whatever reason, roster management, cap management, bad decisions, bad luck, bad injuries, what have you, Daniel Jones was not in a great position to consistently succeed in New York. And I believe wherever Daniel Jones winds up, say it's, maybe it's in San Francisco, although they have, they have Josh Dobbs. Maybe it's in Los Angeles, although they have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's always hurt too. Maybe it's in Miami. Maybe it's here next offseason. I don't know. Wherever Daniel Jones winds up, he's going to have a better chance to compete, a better chance to succeed, a better chance to elevate, and a better chance to lead than he had in New York. That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, we will get back to the calls in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. Steve Berline, again, expected to join us. He'll be on the call for the national radio call of the game on Compass Media and Radio Networks on Sunday. And we'll get his thoughts on Jaden, on the Cowboys mess, and everything in between. That's all to come at 3:30 right here on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday, and yes, we got into another little argument about Daniel Jones. That is the big story of the NFL. The big story locally here is the Commanders and the Cowboys. Commanders, 10.5-point favorites. Again, no Marshawn Lattimore. Looks like Seibert's going to be ready to go. Looks like. We'll see how they kind of handle that. I'm firmly convinced that everybody has gotten this wrong on Jaden Daniels. I don't think it has anything to do with his ribs preventing him from being good. I think it's a combination of things. I think he will be much, much better on Sunday. How better? I don't know. I mean, ideally, I would like this team to be able to rack up 35 points somewhere in that range and feel good, not have to sweat, not have to work real hard down the stretch, be able to kind of rest who they want to if they want to. Again, football games usually don't work out that way, but if you can, and if you can get Marcus Mariota in there with 8 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go, that's good. That's good. All right, again, Steve Berline coming up at 3:30. Let's get to Doc in Southeast. Not Doc Walker, but Doc in Southeast. Next up on the Team 980. Doc, how are you?
Hey, I'm well.
What's going on?
I had a problem with play calling the last two games.
Okay.
You kick in field goals. Now, when Kingsbury first started off with Jaden in the beginning of the season, I thought the play calling was crisp.
Mm-hmm.
You cross the goal line more often. But the last 2 weeks, it seemed that the play calling kind of sloughed off.
Well, specific to what? Like, are you talking about Jaden? Are you talking about Jaden not running more? Are you talking about the running game in general? Like, what is irking you about it besides the lack of wins and therefore the inconsistency of the offense? What specifically? What do you want? What do you want them to do? Is what I'm asking.
Plan better for you have to put in a better game plan,
Doc. I mean, you know it's more specific than that, right? They got to play better. They got to put in a better game plan. What specifically do you want them to do that they're not doing?
Well, you kick and field goals.
Okay.
You need what we need is a better red zone play call.
Uh-huh. So you don't think any of the drops, non-catches contributed to that, at least in the Pittsburgh game?
All of that. Definitely some of it, but some of it had to go on Jaden, too. I mean, you know, you can throw it up there, and when I was playing Pop Warner ball, the man said, if you touch it, you got to catch it.
Okay, well, this is the NFL, so it doesn't work that way. Thank you, Doc. The notion that any receiver touches the ball, that they should catch it, is just such an outdated philosophy. There's nuance to everything, guys. There's nuance to everything. Right? Noah Brown didn't make a catch along the sidelines right before the failed fourth down against the Steelers. The ball was thrown behind him. It was a very difficult catch. Yes, it hit him on the hands. It was not a drop. It was a non-catch. But it was a very difficult catch. My point being is there's got to be... You can't just say, well, they got to score more touchdowns. Yeah, no bleep, Sherlock. Of course they do. Well, how are they going to... Better game plan. What would you like as part of that better game plan? Is it more dynamic running? Is it more... you got to give me something to work with. Better red zone? Okay. I would say they've had some opportunities in the red zone. And by the way, they bypassed a field goal to go for it on fourth and two in the red zone the other night, a week ago, 8 nights ago, or whatever the hell it was, to run a play that was doomed for disaster from the very get-go.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the offense run its real up-tempo 11-man personnel that we saw that was destroying defenses because they could not figure out what was going on. It was real quick jets. It was real, like, everything was speedy to the point where all defenses couldn't figure out what was going on.
Matt,
I would like to see some of that.
You know what? That's something specific. That's a good idea. That's a good concept. Now, you can't run tempo all the time. But to your point, you can hustle. You can play with a certain crispness
and you can
that
play
maybe hasn't been there as much in the last 2 weeks.
But you can say, hey, we're going to figure out this. Yes, like this is the game plan. At some point, when we're back at our 10-yard line, at our 30-yard line after a punt that goes into the end zone, we have a game plan for. We are all of a sudden going to shift our tempo. We're going up speed. We're going to ram it down their throats. They aren't going to know what's happening. I would like to see that.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. Let's certainly consider that. Let's hope that they can see that. Again, Steve Berline coming up in about a half an hour time. We're going to have a little bit of a different schedule here in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have our Dueling Super Six Packs next segment. We'll try and squeeze in as many calls as we can. Can't promise. Stay with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.